And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 8th of August, 2011. It's the birthday of the physicist Ernest O. Lawrence, born in Canton, South Dakota, 1901. He's a curious child. He and his friend Merle, who went on to become a famous geophysicist, built gliders together, constructed a radio transmitting station. Ernest Lawrence wound up at the University of California, Berkeley, worked at the Berkeley Radiation Lab. And it was there that he invented a machine he called a proton merry-go-round, better known as the cyclotron. He made it out of a kitchen chair, clothes racks, and a pie pan, though eventually he produced a more sophisticated version of the cyclotron, which could accelerate particles and then hurl them at atoms to smash the atoms open. He won the Nobel Prize in 1940 for his invention. It's the birthday of the writer Marjorie Kinnon Rawlings, Washington, D.C., 1896. Lived in Rochester, New York for a time, wrote a newspaper column there, and then moved to Cross Creek, Florida, where she and her husband bought an orange grove. And she published her best-known book there. It was the best-selling novel of the year 1938, The Yearling. And it's the birthday of the poet Sarah Teasdale, born St. Louis, 1884, the daughter of older parents who were always anxious about her. If she had even a mild cold, she was put in bed for days, grew up thinking of herself as sickly, even as an invalid, when in reality she's probably no sicker than the average little girl, was not allowed to play with other children. And so she wrote poems and stories to keep herself amused. Her collection, Rivers to the Sea, was a bestseller in 1915, and Love Songs won the Pulitzer Prize. Here's a poem for today by Travis Massotti, Crossing the Gap. Try asking Ernie Watts, a local bricklayer, to explain how, after a long day of work and league night at the Lucky Strike, he can glide across the kitchen floor, old style, hovering like a ghost on his breath, bowling shoes slung over one shoulder, singing Fly Me to the Moon to his wife Cheryl. And when he dips her over the linoleum like it was their first homecoming all over again, ask him to put into words what that sinking is, that shudder in his chest, as he notices the wrinkles gathering at the corners of her mouth. He'd rather tell you about the time they rode the tail of the dragon the year after they'd married, crossing Deal's Gap at the Tennessee state line on his 77 Triumph Silver Jubilee, how they heard talk of a young couple dying on that same stretch of road a week before, and how hard she held on to him that day, curve after potentially deadly curve. Afterwards, in bed, she'll reach for the Virginia Slims on the nightstand, and he'll open the windows behind the headboard as a summer breeze creeps past the lithesome curtains, wild grass and honeysuckle mixing with the tobacco. If the drone and flicker of a gathering storm should disrupt the silence of the room, she'll tighten the wing nut of her body behind his, so close that when her lips brush against the nearly imperceptible hairs on the back of his neck, he'll be convinced there is no other life but this. Crossing the Gap, poem by Travis Massotti, from About the Dead, published by Utah State University Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by LendingTree, providing up to 4 loan offers from a network of lenders. Learn more at LendingTree.com or 1-800-555-8733. Produced by Kathy Roach and written by Betsy Allister. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.